Homily for Monday, the 29th of November. As we begin Advent, I want to reflect with you on the meaning of this season. It's a special time, and personally, it's a time and season I love. To help us reflect, I'd like to recount a memory I have from North Carolina, where I worked as pastor at the Jesuit parish in Charlotte. It was a Wednesday in early November and my day off. So I went for a drive into the mountains to the town of Boone to see the fall colors. The leaves were peaking, brilliant reds and yellows. From there, I drove to a place I hadn't been before, West Jefferson. It's a lovely little town nestled in the mountains. And it began to flurry snow. I loved it. I loved the feel of the snowflakes on my face. And I felt I needed to drive further into the countryside. So I followed a road called Old Route 16. And it took me to valleys and meadows and mountaintops. I rolled down the car windows so I could feel and smell the chill air, the trees, and the earth. I began driving more slowly. And that's not usual for me. It was a good feeling. And a good thing to do. I want to say, Advent is supposed to be like that drive on Old Route 16. It's a time for letting ourselves become aware of life, letting ourselves get close up to life, letting ourselves live slow and smell in the good earth and all the good people. It's a time to smell in the goodness in our lives, what we so easily and so frequently pass over and miss. Advent is about joining ourselves with God in His attitude toward life. The book of Genesis tells us God saw life and saw that it was good, that it was very good. Now, it might come as a surprise for us, but God really does want us to delight in the gift of life, to delight in nature, in people, and in the many twists and turns in our lives. Delight in life joins us to God's smile before all life and all creation. We see life as good, deeply good. That's what Advent wants for us. There's a word we'll be hearing a lot in Advent. It's awake. In his epistles, Paul says, "It's the hour for you to awake from sleep." And in the Gospels, Jesus will keep telling us, be watchful, stay alert, stay awake. But awakening presumes we've been sleeping, somehow not alert. Advent is there to call us from our sleeping, to call us out of our unawareness. So make no mistake, Advent wants to change us. It wants to change us by freeing us from our inner taskmasters, pushing us to live life ever faster, to achieve more and have more, to be better and look better than everyone else. Advent calls us to make life into a journey where we at arrive at home within our own selves, giving a warm welcome to ourselves. Advent wants us to become able to say with gratitude, I am who I am. Remember, this is how God introduced himself to Moses. I am who I am. We will know Advent is having its effect on us when, at an hour we do not expect, in a manner we cannot imagine, with a closeness that baffles and blesses us, we know Jesus is at home with us. I am in you, and you are in me. He will have our smell, and we will have his smell. And we will know the truth. We are the body of Christ.